still down for the count, dude.
What do you mean?
My collarbone is jacked.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think it's rotator cuff, though. It's like inner. Close to my neck.
What happened?
How's benching?
Fucking 400 pounds.
275.
Justin's dreams. That's what you were benching? Justin's dreams?
Yeah. I had his dreams on my freaking chest.
All right. Well, let's start this out, dude. Purple pill phenomena.
P3. Welcome to Purple Pill.
We're missing some people here.
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
You got the good guys here now. Yeah. You don't have to listen to Justin for once.
Yeah, Lizard Boyd's out on vacation, so.
He is in Vegas.
David, he's chilling. He wasn't able to make it. So me and Austin, we had to make sure to, keep this ship a moving.
We're going to keep the show on the road.
Hell yeah. So what's up, Austin? What you been up to?
Same old, working.
Working, working.
Working, trying to pay the bills.
I feel you. Feel you on that. You got anything planned? I guess for the remaining of this weekend. It's Father's Day this weekend.
I gotta clean the house up, dude.
I feel
my house is a mess.
Yeah.
Well, the basement looks terrible.
It's a never-ending duty.
Yeah. But what about you, man? Just hang out with the
pretty
kids?
Much hang out with the kids, with the girls, and, probably go get a bite to eat or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there were some things I got to bring up on the last episode that I told you about. There were some corrections. First, I want to make this clear, all right? So everyone, can understand that. I don't think we've said this before. If you're coming to this podcast and you're being hypercritical, you might as well shut us off. Because this podcast is meant for, let's just say, in a scenario of you going and hanging out with the boys in a garage, y'all shooting the shit, y'all bringing up some good topics. But if you think you're going to walk out of that garage with some sort of education and whatever the fuck they were just talking about,
yeah,
that ain't happening.
If you think you're going to know the world, to solve the world's problem after this podcast, you got the wrong
fucking one. But you may leave, with some interesting things to look up in that huge library in your pocket,
We also might open your mind a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Explore things.
So basically what I'm saying is that we may get some things wrong. We may not get everything right. In the end, take what we're talking about and go look it up, One thing I did want to correct, though, is I was a little confused on who all got charged in the CIA on the last podcast. And it does look like dozens of people were charged. Now, granted, later on, George H.W. Bush, George H., he pardoned, I believe it was 5 administration officials. So, I don't know how many in total. Look that up. Anybody find that out, send it to me. But, yeah, I think that was the only corrections. But I'm sure there's some I missed. But, like I said, take what I said, go do your own research. I'm not going to get everything right. So I got a full-time job. It's kind of hard to balance everything.
Yeah.
Hey, once we start going full-time, then maybe you can trust me a little more.
My dude Gabe be grinding, dude. He be editing everything.
I try, dumb.
He be grinding it out. We wouldn't be here without that dude.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, dog. Appreciate that. Justin just tells me to get back to fucking work.
Or you're fired.
Fuck you, Justin.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk a lot of shit about you now that you're not here.
Still my boy, though.
All right. Calm down, dude. You didn't even have his fucking number.
Yeah, I didn't. I just had to save your number right
bro,
now.
Bro, Justin, listen to me right now. I know you're listening to this. Fucking Austin doesn't even have your number saved, bro.
Oh, now I do. Wait.
How do you feel
I might
about
be
that?
Getting a call right now. No, it's Ryan. It's my boy.
What's your boy? Is that the one we talked about last time?
Yeah, he's FaceTiming.
Oh, well, we might have to hit him up here in a bit.
Maybe.
We're going to take some phone calls in today. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm a little concerned.
Yep.
Might go off the fucking deep end. I don't know. But hey, this is what this show's about. We're a little wild here, so we'll see what happens. We did get some feedback on some reviews and some topic ideas. So I'm going to kind of go over that first. And I got one from Julian Gonzalez. He wants us to talk about on the dark web.
Ooh.
I like that one.
That's a good one. There's a lot of weird shit on that.
A lot of fucking weird, fucked up
shit.
Pretty
much anything. There's anything on the dark web.
Yeah.
You just got to know where to go.
If I can remember correctly, I think they said that the FBI was using the dark web for the longest or some shit.
I'm pretty sure the FBI created it.
Created it, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I've seen that. I know I was listening to like some type of Sword and Scale episode about that. Alyssa Gonzalez asked for James Gates. I don't know who that is yet. Haven't looked into him, but has something to do with quantum physics. And then Robert Gonzalez asked for ancient civilization and possibly the Hitler era.
Ooh.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Hitler. Yeah. That's a...
You think he died? Or you think he was up in South America on a fucking beach chilling?
I think the Russians faked that shit.
Think so?
I think that's a fake skull. They're like, here's Hitler. I don't think he died.
Well, they said that the skull that they had was actually of a woman.
Yeah.
And they ended up doing test samples, but who knows, you know. But, yeah.
We'll definitely dive. I got a request, too, as well.
What'd you get, Dom?
My fiance said she wanted to talk about, like, demons and ghosts and shit. Us to talk about them.
That'd be good. Yeah, I've had a recommendation on ghosts. Yeah.
Paranormal.
Do you believe?
I think there's something out there, dog. What about you?
I don't know, man. I'm 50-50. I mean, you know, it's the same shit with the whole UFOs. Like, I can't say that there's not. Can't say that there is. Because, I don't know, I just don't know if there's enough out there, you know.
Do you think we just go? Like, when we pass away, it just goes black, and that's it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. It's kind of tough to think about, because, like, if you think about when you're asleep, that's what it would be, but not when you're, like, dreaming. It would just, you're out. It clicks off.
Like a fucking, just black.
Yeah, nothing.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I want to say, because, you know, even though I'm not real religious, you know, I'm still spiritual. I do find, and I, you know, in some of the shit that I've read, you know, in the Bible, all that, you know, you find comfort and stuff like that. But do I believe it's necessarily true? No. I guess I put it up for possibility. It could be, you know. But I think how I've always thought of death is that when you die, I feel like your energy goes somewhere. But I don't know if it's necessarily to some utopian world, you know. Yeah. But I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something to dive into for sure.
I'm right there with you, man.
I really don't know. That's what's fucked up about me is that, like, you know, Justin, he's very sure about what he believes in. And I've always been like 50-50 on shit. Like, I'm always undecisive, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that just means me, you know.
We'll have to ask him what he thinks happens when we pass. But I don't think he knows. I don't think he thinks he knows what happens. I think he kind of has an idea what he thinks, but he doesn't.
Yeah, but he feels strongly about what he believes. And I've always felt like, I don't know. That's what I just don't fucking know.
Well, that's like, the only way you're going to find out is if you die and you come back.
Yeah,
like a near-death experience. That's the only way. But then they're like, I saw the light.
I know. Have you seen those on YouTube? They have like 18 million views. Yeah. And some guy, he's like, I saw Jesus. He took me by the hand.
I think I was looking at one and he was like, Jesus was black.
I swear. Really?
Yeah, there was one.
I mean,
he could be.
Probably.
Well, I mean, he was in Egypt. So he would be black.
Then they say he had like dark skin and some type of coarse hair or something like that.
That's why I kind of always giggle when I see like white Jesus, like, and he looks like
white
me.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, probably not, but okay, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, everybody around him's all white. That's funny. Yeah, that's white people doing their shit. No,
you know. Fucking, yeah. Well, just like good. What was that? What was that movie? The Egyptian Gods. Where there was a bad dude who took over Egypt, and then the other dude had like lost an eye, and he was like in some cave. Everyone was white. And I'm just like, we're in Egypt. What is going on here?
Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, you didn't think anybody had fucking dark skin? There's hot as fuck out there, bro. But, nah, I mean, that's pretty much the reviews I got. I got another fucking review. I can't remember what they asked me, though. I had it written down somewhere. But I'll read it next time on the next episode. But, yeah, we'll for sure. We'll get to all these requests at some point. I do believe that Justin wants to do like a couple of episodes after this one on a certain topic that brings everything together.
Oh, what topic would that
maybe
be?
A circular planet with rings.
Ooh. I missed that first one, but I don't think you guys really talked about it too much on the first one.
No. Yeah. He wants to dive into Saturn. And I think that's what's going to be coming up. So,
Lord of the Rings.
Y'all get ready for that one. That one's kind of a doozy.
Be
a
trippy one.
Yeah.
We might have to get together real early for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably going to be like a 4 hour of Justin just going off, basically. Yeah. But yeah. Now we'll end up getting to everyone's requests for sure. And yeah, here in a little bit. We're always a week behind. So, right now it's Father's Day. And you'll hear this on next Monday.
Happy Father's
Day. I'm thinking about changing it, though, to Wednesdays. It'll kind of give Wednesday. Us, in like a 3 or 4 day, you know, that way they're not waiting a full week, you know.
That's a good idea.
Like 7 days. It just, it puts a lot of pressure on me because then I got to hurry up and get it fucking edited, you know, fast and, you know, get that shit out. And I'll try to give you guys the best audio I can, you know. I'm a YouTube certified, so
yeah, he's pretty much a professional.
I'm a fucking jack of all trades, master of none. So
yeah, my man's works like 12 hours. So
I'm trying.
If you hear some shit, chill the fuck out.
But nah, man. So what's up, dude? What you been looking into, man? We're gonna try to fill the, you know, at least an hour and a half for you guys with some bullshit. We don't really have a topic picked out, so. Me and Austin are just going to kind of ramble on.
We're going to go off each other and bullshit. And it's going to be like, you're at my house chilling with us.
Yeah. Dude, I've been balls deep into fucking Jocko and Tim Kennedy all week.
Jocko?
Yeah. Good.
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 That's my dude, bro. I got a track on my Spotify, and it's called Get Up. And he just literally goes, I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to wake up and get out of bed. And then he goes, what? 1, 2. And I listen to that sometimes when I'm like, man, I don't want to do nothing.
Hold on. What is this on?
Spotify.
Really?
It's probably on Apple Music too.
And you just listen to it?
If I'm like lethargic and I don't want to get out of bed, I'll play it. And then he's like, once you get to 10, and he's like, if you're out of bed, you can cut this off. Wow. But if you're still in bed, he's like,
you're a bitch.
Let me tell you why this is a mistake. You're not going to get stronger. You're going to be slower. But usually I'm out of bed because I don't want Jacko to whoop my ass. So I think he's going to pop out the closet or something.
Oh, dude, I know it. I have his flag in my fucking gym, bro. I know. Anytime I go down there and I'm like rolling down the steps to go work out, I just look it up at him and he's just staring at me and it just says, good.
Good.
Jocko, I feel weak right now. I don't know if I want to do this. Good.
You kind of wanted to talk about some military shit today, didn't you? Or that's just kind of what you've been looking at?
Yeah, I've just been kind of into it this week. You know, I like shooting guns and shit like that. And I like watching all their videos. And they have pretty good, like...
Allegedly, like shooting guns.
Yeah, allegedly. We don't know if he may or may not have, you know. Since... right now, with the whole Biden anti-terrorist thing, it sounds like to me, if you talk any type of crazy with guns and government, you could possibly be labeled a fucking terrorist.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Yeah, and they're talking about how people call in the snitch hotline. I hope, I'm going to say this right now, I hope that whoever snitches on people that are against the government or want to reform and create a smaller government, I hope those people's fucking addresses and names and everything gets leaked out. I hope. Because they did that shit in, I can't remember where, I think it was Philadelphia. that people were fucking snitching on people for masks and are like staying open, like businesses and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they were snitching on them. Well, they got all their fucking information leaked out. Yeah. So be aware
there
of that.
Be people. No anonymous fucking tips,
unless it's some fucking nerd and 40 years old in his mom's fucking basement talking about wanting to fucking go crazy and shoot innocent people.
Yeah.
Okay. Call that, then.
Yeah.
All right. Call that. You know, turn that motherfucker in. But if there's just people saying that there's some bullshit corruptness going on and it needs to stop, we need to chill the fuck out, leave people alone, get the government out of our lives, then I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem here, you know, but whatever.
Which is true, because there's corruption in everything. So
yeah, for sure.
Don't fucking turn me in just because I'm talking shit on how corrupt some shit is. Yeah. Like, fuck off.
Hey, in a utopian, in my perfect world, I would love for there to be a small government. I would.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it. My only issue is that you better find some good motherfucker. You better find some fucking jockos out there.
Yeah,
to run that bitch.
Ain't taking no bribes.
Yeah. And even him, I get worried about, because that motherfucker loves war.
He does.
He fucking loves that shit. I do not like that. So I don't think anyone's perfect, you know, just like I don't think myself is perfect. You know, we all have our fucking issues. But yeah, so I do wish there could be that. But what do we know? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We said it thousands of times on this podcast. So, but yeah, man, I've been diving deep in on this and, I don't know, man. It's fucking wild. I watched an interview from like years ago. Tim Kennedy was on Jocko's podcast. And dude, I didn't know how much of a piece of shit he was growing up.
Tim Kennedy?
Yeah. He said he even admitted it. I was like, what the fuck? He said he was just some fucking wild kid, fucking knocked up two chicks and fucking just didn't know what to do with his fucking life and shit. And he ended up joining the military. I don't know how the fuck he even has a family, bro. That's fucking wild, because he's just everywhere, dude. Like,
yeah,
Sheepdog Response, fucking podcast, military. What is it, shit.
Sheepdog Brethren or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's the company Sheepdog Response. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm thinking of a different one. But you brought up Jocko, but I have a pretty funny story. You know Marcus Luttrell, right?
Lone I've heard Survivor. Of that name. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He
was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Wasn't he? Recently. Yeah. Well, that's maybe like
a he got few fucked up ago. And they had to end the podcast. Did you see that?
No, yeah. I didn't. No.
Yeah, he got all drunk and shit, and there, and he was
good
gonna
old
go
Texan boy.
Yeah, he was gonna go use the restroom, and they just ended up just, all of a sudden his background music started playing. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's like, I gotta take a piss. Yeah. Like, all right, we'll take a break.
Yeah,
he was getting, never came back,
bro. But I mean, I couldn't imagine the weight that he has.
Oh man, dude. That podcast is really good. If you guys haven't listened, dude, he talks about all that shit that he went through in the movie.
Yeah.
But Ramadi, Jocko and his team, SEAL team, was in Ramadi, which is kind of like one of the shittiest battles that they went through when they were I can't remember if Ramadi's in Afghanistan or Iraq. I think it's Iraq, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's in Iraq.
I'll look it up.
I'm also a retard, so take that. But Marcus Luttrell's team was replacing Jocko's team. And I'm pretty sure in the teams, everyone kind of knows everyone. You know what I mean? Everyone kind of knows who you are, especially like Jocko. Jocko was like top dog. Like,
yeah.
Bad Seal. Motherfucker. Yeah. But Luttrell and Jocko knew each other prior. Like, this isn't the first time meeting. But when Luttrell's team went over there, he said he saw Jocko. And I just heard that, too.
Yeah. Fucking buzzing, man.
But he said he saw Jocko and he was like, Jocko had his war face on. He's like, he didn't even look at me. He like looked past me, walked right by me, didn't even say nothing.
Ramadi's in Iraq.
Iraq.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, damn, that's one face I wouldn't want to see is Jocko's war face.
Yeah. He's fucking crazy motherfucker, man. But I think he's retired, I believe.
So. Well, yeah, I think he does stuff with like leadership. He goes to like businesses and kind of
yeah,
tries to teach people how to be a better leader.
Yeah. Dude, I was watching a video and Tim Kennedy was talking about some guy who was dumping acid on like little girls, like 14-year-old girls or some shit. And he's like, I killed that motherfucker. Yeah. I was like, God damn, dude. Like, holy shit. That motherfucker's wild. Dude.
I just saw on Instagram.
But it's crazy how like calm, like he just... He's like desensitized to it.
Well, yeah,
like,
he's just seen a bunch of shit.
Yeah, and I know. It's fucking crazy.
Just think about what's going on through their head. Like if they go to like a gas station, yeah, they're like, there's the exit. There's a dude back there. Could be hostile.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He's looking at, it's constantly.
Yeah,
going.
He says he even like profiles cars. Like he'll know which vehicle to go to. Like that truck right there is lifted on fucking. Oh, yeah. You know, 33-inch fucking, yeah, 33 tires, and like I guarantee he has a gun in his fucking glove box.
Yeah,
you know, like, or you know, he just fucking goes through the whole thing. He knows, like, you know, be aware of all the exits and all this shit. Yeah. Like, hey man,
I mean, I kind of
better be safe than sorry. I do the same shit, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah. I kind of always wherever I go, I kind of look for the exit, yeah, signs,
or anywhere I sit down, I always sit to my back, like. Like, yeah, facing, I'm facing the towards entrance. The door. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't like people, like, behind me and shit.
Yeah, I don't like that shit either. But sometimes when I go sit down with my pops, we kind of beef over who's going to do that. Oh, sitting shit. Towards the door. So sometimes I got to be like, all right, bro, you can have it.
All right, you better have my six, dog. That's funny.
But no, those dudes are some bad motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And that's the thing. Like, I remember we talked about, you were on the Memorial Day podcast we did, right? That was Caleb was there that day.
Was that Quantum Physics?
Hermeticism.
Oh, he was on both. Okay.
Yeah, and we talked about the whole like supporting the military,
yeah,
and the wars and stuff like that. And you know, like I've explained, I believe we should have the military. Yeah. I just don't believe that we should necessarily be in every single country that we are.
Yeah.
But I started thinking about it after I said that, you know, if there's one thing about me, I never am concrete stuck on a certain way I think.
Yeah, not set in stone.
Yeah, I'm always up. If you have a valid argument, if you can make me, you know, believe like, oh shit, like, you know, that makes sense, you know, I will change my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not fucking 18 like I was in a fucking retard, you know, fucking stubborn. You know, the older I get, the more I tend to listen and understand. And the one thing I was thinking is like, maybe we have to be over there. It's like a double-edged sword. I think I talked to you about this last time.
Necessary evil, kind of.
Yeah, it's like because think about what we said, you know, Tim Kennedy and all these Jocko guys, you know, they're seeing all this shit. Like, I couldn't imagine seeing a man dump acid on a little girl for fucking nothing. You know, probably, yeah, for what? Wearing fucking something too revealing or something to their extreme ideology and their, you know, their shit. Yeah. It's like, you know, you want to go over there now and you want to protect those people. And then, but then you start to think too, it's like, you know, yeah, I bet we are over there for that. But then a lot of the shit that we're over there for too is because some of the shit that we've started, you know, we've created. Shit. Yeah. So, and I think you described it, like you said, it's a double-edged sword. It's like,
yeah,
we're over there doing good, but then we're also some of the shit we created, you know, and then some of the shit we're making worse. It's like, what do? It's just a big mess, you know?
Well, yeah, just like kind of we think of, I know Justin's probably going to fucking shit his pants when I say this, but like 9/11, we went over terrorists. Like, we got to stop the terrorists.
Yeah.
But what are we to other countries? Like, when we go,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
they've got to see us as like terrorists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of, it just, yeah, sucks. I mean,
you're rolling through their neighborhoods with, yeah, tanks and shit. And then, dude, I know some veterans, dog. And I've heard some stories, you know, not all of them are fucking quiet. You know, you get to, yeah, drinking with some of them. Some of them do open up, and I don't fucking blame them. They shouldn't have to have that shit on their back, you know, like,
yeah.
And, but that, I do know that there's not all good fucking people in there. You know what I mean? There's some fucked up motherfuckers in there. You,
oh,
know,
yeah,
like, do some shit. You know, I've heard some stories of motherfuckers piling bodies on Humvees, dropping them, you know, fucking wherever the fuck they drop them off, and just, you know, fucked up shit, bro. You know, like, and there was a, even, what was that one WikiLeaks? I think it was on WikiLeaks where they were taking pictures with dead bodies and shit. And like,
oh yeah, dude, there's fucked they're up probably shit, all bro. Over the place.
Or that those group of guys that were taking pictures with the SS flags, the Nazi SS flags. Like, well,
those guys, you know, like the term Kyle. Like, have you heard the term Kyle? Yeah, like a Kyle? Monster drinking, big trucks and going.
Yeah,
that's who I think of. Like.
With those guys?
With those guys. Just wild motherfuckers.
Like, they just want to kill.
Everyone's grew up with some wild motherfuckers. And I'm just like, I'll hang out with you for like a little bit, but I got to get away from you at some point because you're crazy as fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's who I see those people as. They're just like the Kyles of the world.
But it's like, how do we weed them out? It's kind of the same situation with cops.
I don't think the military wants to. I think the military wants those people. To a certain extent.
Yeah.
They want people who can go in and do what they got to do. They don't want like pussies. Like,
you can't have a conscience.
What can I do? I don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at that point, like, I'm not saying that I would go in there and be a bad motherfucker. I don't know how I would react.
Yeah.
It's just, you never know what you're going to do. Like to think I could go in there and pick up a gun and do what I had to do, but you never know.
I don't know, though. Some of the shit, man. I mean, you know, there was things I was listening to. I don't remember who it was. I don't know if it was Tim Kennedy or whatever, but they were saying that, you know, when you throw frag grenades or flashbangs and shit into rooms, you know, fuck, you don't know who's in there, you know, and there happens to sometimes be kids and fucking parents in there, you know, like, I don't know, man. It's overall just fucked up. You know, like when we go back to what I say, my perfect world, you know, I wish we could just have a military and, you know, we could protect everybody in the world. Cause how much I don't want our troops over there getting killed and other people also, civilians to that country getting killed, you know, because of these wars. It's like, I don't know, man. It's, you know, I don't even know where I was going with that. Fuck, I just lost thought. But, like, I just don't want, like, I want everyone to be saved, dog. I want everyone to be fucking, it's like shitty.
Well,
of course, they would all be like, well, yeah, you're a fucking pussy. You know, you don't know what's going on over there in the world. Like, this is a necessary, but.
You never, I mean, it's like a game almost. Like, you never.
Like the actual game war? Or, isn't that a game?
Risk.
Yeah.
Risk moving pawns and shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like, I'd like to think we're over there for good reasons, but like who's actually pulling the strings and doing shit?
True.
Like, that's what sucks.
Yeah.
Is like, obviously if some dude is pouring battery acid over little girls, yeah, fuck that dude.
Yeah.
Let's go in that shit. But they could have created dude. They could have gave him the money and funds for.
Yeah. Like kind of how we created the whole fucking, we were funding all those organizations at one point that were just militia groups, like guerrilla, and then they radicalized and turned into these terrorist organizations. Yeah.
So,
I mean, I guess you don't know who the fuck's going to know what's going to happen in 20 years, you know? But yeah, it's fucking sucks, dude. You know, what can we do? I don't know. What do you think we could do? Like, what do you think?
I mean, we're doing it.
Talking about it?
Yeah.
At least so that people would be aware. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Because you can still support the troops and still be aware of the fucked up shit that's going on. Same thing with cops.
Yeah.
You can still support cops and still be aware of the fucked up shit they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all... Or even... There's fucked up people. Just random fucking people.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why if you think you should just get rid of police, I don't know about you. Because that's fucking... Like, that shit will be a lawless land.
Well, dude, I'm thinking about... I've been thinking about that too. And... I'm 50-50 on it, man. If we were to actually get rid of them completely, it would be – there would be anarchy in the streets. Well, I can't say anarchy. I mean, I always get – anarchy in a bad way or chaos, as Justin says. Anarchy and chaos are completely different things. So let's say chaos because there would be a spike in crime.
There Absolutely.
Would be. I mean, you know – I totally get their presence does keep a lot of crime down. My problem is that we use them to enforce dumbass laws.
Yeah.
You know, and I guarantee you there's a lot of cops out there that are saying the same shit. Do you think they want to sit on the side of the highway and catch some dude doing 10 over? Yeah. Probably not.
No.
Do I understand why they go out there and does it limit people from speeding? Yeah. I mean, once they pass them, do they just continue to speed? Probably, yeah. You know? But if you let them actually go fight crime, you'd probably have a better outcome on missing persons cases, yeah. Shootings and fucking crazy shit like that. Like, you know, they'd have that their full, you know, staff for support on that, you know,
yeah, instead they got them sitting on fucking highways.
Yeah. Like, or pulling people over for fucking tent and,
yeah.
You know, fucking bullshit, expired tags and shit like that. Yeah. And fucking, it's dumb. You know, I mean, look at that one chick that shot that dude because she thought it was her taser.
No.
And yeah. He had expired tags. That was it. You know, it's like, well, they're like, well, you should just pull over and listen. Well, the people that say that are the same people that get pulled over for not sitting at a stop sign long enough and roll through, which I've seen happen, and get pulled over and are upset. Like, oh, it's such a bullshit fucking.
Yeah.
So how do you think those people feel? They're like, well, what the fuck, dude? Come on. A fucking expired fucking tag. I mean, come on, bro. But yeah. So, I mean, should we keep them? In a sense, yeah. To do a job that actually helps, you know, yeah. Like that helps the community, helps us. And you got to think about it. The ones who are creating these laws are the politicians. I've heard that many times when people are like, oh, well, don't be mad at the cops. Be mad at the politicians that are putting these laws that these cops are having to enforce. Well, ultimately, you're getting paid by taxpayer dollars, both. So why aren't their unions standing up to say, hey, our guys don't want to enforce this bullshit. This law is
fucking stupid.
Yeah, this is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Why are we enforcing this? Or, you know, and stuff like that. It's like, you know, why aren't they standing up? You know, they're just having to duck their head down and go, man, I'm just doing my job, bro. You know, and you, if you... When you have people in groups, that's when shit fucks up. But if you pull people individually and ask how they really feel, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
But they don't want to tell you, you know, on the mic or on a video. And because look what happens, like that Officer Anderson Anderson, I think his name was.
I can't
Officer
remember.
Anderson or some shit. He made a video about and telling his guys, his fellow law enforcement that we are here to serve for the people. Yeah. We are here to help them. We need to calm down. We need to chill out, guys. We need to stop fucking shooting fucking people that, you know, innocent people that, you know, have fucking no gun or, you know, getting pulled over there are some people that are being fucking dickheads. I get it.
Yep.
But it's like, they don't deserve to die. They don't deserve to get fucking beat up and arrested. So it's a two-way street, you know. Then you got some people that are just fucking assholes, dude. Like just regular people getting pulled over, just being a fucking asshole,
yeah.
You know. So I get it. It's a fucking tough job, dude. I can't imagine. You know, I couldn't imagine getting spit on all day, you know, fucking yelled at and, you know, that shit gets to you. But then again, it's like if you can't handle that, bro.
Why are you there?
Get the fuck out.
That's what you signed up for.
Yeah, you signed out, dude. I mean, shit, they can get away with fucking shit that our military can't even get away. I think they say the military, you have to literally being shot at in order to fucking engage.
They've got so many engagement rules of engagement.
Yeah. And it's probably scary because they probably, there's a YouTube video or YouTube channel I follow that shows just every fucking shooting that involves law enforcement of crazy people with guns, getting out of their cars and literally just dumping on these fucking cops.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you sent that one video. That dude pulled out of like an AR pistol and started blasting.
Yeah. When he killed that cop.
Yeah. On the side of the road.
On the side of the road. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Fuck. And so I get it. Anytime you go up to a traffic stop, you don't fucking know.
Yeah.
It's so a you're tough fucking job. Scared,
tough
dude.
Tough fucking job.
But it's like, you pulled him over for an expired tag.
Yeah,
minimize, you know, like, the yeah, stops. Minimize the engagements.
Yeah.
The stops. And then you'll have less. But, you know, then it sucks because that crazy dude's out there. But at least a cop didn't have to die.
Yeah.
You know, granted, could somebody else die? Yeah, but that's just life, man. You know, we can't nerf the fucking world. You know, we can't. I mean, I think that people need to stop living in a world of false and having a false sense of safety.
Yeah.
You know, buy a gun. Learn how to use it. I'm all for it. Go learn how to train or go get training, go to classes. Shit, that shit I'm looking into me, and yeah, I've been shooting guns for a long time.
For sure.
You know?
I want to get tactically sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's outlets for that. You can go and you can find these classes that will help you become better aware of your surroundings, better aware of with your weapons, and overall better to protect your family. You know, see,
that's my thing about the whole police thing. Like, I get you 50-50, but there should never be a case where a officer mistakes their taser.
Yeah.
Like, or mistakes their pistol for a taser and shoots someone.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen.
And some will say, well, you don't know how it feels to be in that engagement. You don't know how it feels to be in that situation. I don't. But I can tell you that why that happened, lack of training.
Exactly. That's lack of training. Where I was getting. There needs to be.
Because what does Jocko, what did he say before? He said that instead of, and I'm kind of for this too, because the whole defund the police, I get their side of it because I'm sure their money does go to a lot of fucking dumb shit, you know?
Yeah.
How many of these top dogs are probably making fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars and ain't even out here patrolling the streets while they're paying fucking cops $16 an hour, $20 an hour to go and do the fucking work. Over that, you know what I mean? Yeah, working fucking 12 hours of fucking shift. And, you know, I mean, shit, I think that's like one of the highest divorce rates. You know, like, why don't you use that money to invest in more cops to where they're and not have them enforce all these retarded ass laws and actually utilize them to help so that maybe they have better morale. They're not as stressed or not as overworked. And, you know, ultimately you'd have a better, you know, but you'd have better engagements with citizens, you know, and also too, citizens taking it on yourselves to be better people, you know, have a better connection, have a better understanding.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
A big part, like connecting with the community.
And that's like why I'm 50-50 on it is because I can say all this, but is it going to fucking happen? Well, so it's like, are we just going to, I'm 50-50 because are we just going to let it keep going how it is, or do we just dismantle it completely and start over?
I think
because we could say reform or like add more, be stricter on them or add more, I don't even know what you'd call it, like a reform, you know, and hope, but
I think maybe not get rid of it, but definitely pull back and try and restart, like rebuild.
Yeah.
They need to like look at their processes and they need to get better training.
But also too, we should be helping too as citizens.
Yeah.
If you see some crazy nut outside with a fucking gun shooting at people, like for instance, this last one, some crazy fuck was out there in an apartment complex, shot a fucking old lady, killed her, was yelling to people, come outside. And it's funny because this didn't even receive that much news coverage. Come outside, getting people to come out of their apartments to shoot them. One dude said, who the fuck is that? Grabbed his fucking hunting rifle. I don't know what it was. And they just said it was a hunting rifle, grabbed it, shot the motherfucker, killed him.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't have to always rely on some type of organization to come and save you.
Yeah.
Because that's not how it always works. Because a majority of the times, they show up after.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't be everywhere.
No.
You know?
Well, and that goes back to what you were talking about. They can't always be everywhere because they got these fucking guys sitting on the side of a road trying to catch someone going seven over, eight over.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Setting speed traps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe that does work. Maybe that does keep it down. But like I said, I guarantee they slow down. I've seen it happen. They slow down. And as soon as they're out of sight, boom, back to 100.
So, back to the same speed they just got caught doing.
I mean,
the cops probably just like, all right.
Like, fuck.
Didn't do a thing.
So, yeah, man, I mean, you know, fuck, dude, you see somebody outside your fucking apartment complex going psycho, take your fucking gun, go out there and fucking eliminate the threat.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I was telling you about.
Easier said than done. But, hey, if you have 50 people in that apartment complex of 100 going out there to eliminate the threat, I think you have better chances than just sitting back and hoping the cops show up in time, you know, at least instead of 10 people dead, there's only one. And that sucks that that person still died. And it, you know, like I said, we can't nerf the world. We can't save everybody. And it sucks. And what can we do? You know, and, but we can at least minimize, you know, casualties.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that's why it's weird that they want to do gun laws and like take basically strip everybody's rights away. It's like, well, you're just creating more victims.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think that's a big part of why the elites don't like America. And this, it goes into like the conspiracy side. And this is just me theorizing. Yeah, I don't know shit. But I think the elites who are running things, they really can't cope with the fact that a lot of Americans have firearms. And like, if shit goes south, we'll buck up. Like, we can handle ourselves. Most people, some people can fend for themselves. So they can't just like roll us over. They're like, these motherfuckers got guns. Like, we can't do how we did in like England. Like, they took the guns.
One of the few countries that still have their guns.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
And I think that's a big reason why they're going after our guns right now. They want to get those out of our hands.
Yeah. What do they say? That it should only be for military and law enforcement. It's like, bro, I guarantee you ask them and they'd be like, no, we do not want that responsibility.
I think what did you say that one time we were at work? We were talking about firearms and stuff, and Biden was like talking about taking AR assault rifles, but it's not even assault rifle.
No, so, it's an Armalite rifle.
Yeah. So, bitch, but he's talking about taking these assault rifles away. We don't need them. Get a shotgun. Yeah. You'll be all right.
All you need is a shotgun.
But this dude's got freaking bulletproof SUVs and agents with freaking fully auto
rifles. MP5s and shit.
Yeah. Like, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy. It's easy to say, let me take your guns when you have a fucking actual security team, you know, all around you. Some of us can't afford that, Biden. Yeah. Stupid fuck.
Fuck off and learn to fucking walk upstairs, buddy. Yeah.
I don't think any of them are fucking pro 2A because everyone just thinks, oh, well, we'll just allow them to have these guns, these only. Well, that's not pro 2A because there shouldn't be any restrictions on it. Even I tell people, you know, who are all lovey-dovey for Trump, he wasn't pro 2A either, dog. So I don't know why you're fucking riding for him. He banned fucking bump stocks after the whole Las Vegas ordeal. Yep. He wasn't getting on the ATF for when they're going after the fucking honey badger and that bullshit. You can't have a brace on a fucking AR-15 with a barrel as short as this, whatever the fuck it is. Why? The fuck doesn't matter. What if most crimes are committed with handguns. So what are you worried about? Well, what's next? You're going to ban handguns?
Most crimes are probably committed with your hands.
Yeah.
Like
assault at least. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
What was it? You showed this to fuck out of here. You showed like the statistics of like firearm related incidents and then with like a weapon, just like a handheld weapon. And
Rifles were, and this is rifles, not just AR-15s. This is just rifles. I think it was a statistic from 2018 that it led to over 200 something deaths, but handguns was, fuck, I can't even remember what handguns were. And I might get these statistics wrong, but I know the knife.
Yeah, the knife was like crazy.
1,100.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, and hands and feet, which is death by hands and feet and any whatever else, was done. I was like 600 and something maybe. Or
so like based off of their logic.
Basically, it's more than what we're going after.
Might as well cut off everyone's hands and feet and take those away.
Yeah,
just so it doesn't make any sense.
Duct tape pillows to your fucking hands for everybody. Fucking ridiculous, man. I mean, yeah, regardless, we're going to be violent creatures, I guess, you know.
Yeah, nature. Yeah.
We can't stop them all. I mean, and honestly, it goes down to is that I hear this all the time by, you know, people make fun of this, but I believe it's right. I'd like to hear what you think, is that it ultimately comes down to, it starts in the home.
Yeah.
It starts in the home with your kids, man, you know, and granted, you know, there's going to be some Jeffrey Dahmers out there in the world that had a fucking great family life, you know, supposedly what they say, and just turned out to be a fucking psycho. Yep. But I believe we can lower the amount of crazy fucks out there if we, you know, as parents help educate our kids, man. You know, fucking
yeah.
Teach them to have more self-discipline. Teach them to have more or try to create or try to get them to have not as much like low self-esteem. Like,
yeah.
You know, help them. You know, that's why they believe that. And I've heard this before, and I believe it too, that every kid should be put in some sort of MMA or, you know, some sort of martial art, you know.
Learn how to defend themselves.
Yeah, learn how to defend themselves so they don't have that low self-esteem. You know, most of the time, if you think about high school, a lot of the guys that were getting into fights and fucking quick to fucking beat people up over fucking stupid shit was people that had low self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know, I believe if you take them to these classes that, and not everyone's going to like it. Shit, I took my daughter to, you know, for her first jiu-jitsu classes and just wasn't something that she wanted. So what do I have to do? I have to find another means to help her protect deal with herself. Life yeah. and to teach her how to protect herself. And, you know, I may just have to go about it another way. Maybe just teach her what I know, yeah. you know, which I don't know a lot, but I know I'm not going to just not teach her at all.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want her to grow up to think or even just educating her on like, you know, that be a kind person,
yeah.
you know, and keep ingraining that in them, you know, don't bully people, be a kind person. How would you feel if you were getting this done to you or you yeah. were getting told this? So,
I mean, I think that's another big part about like the police thing too, is like, we gotta make like a line of respect,
you yeah.
know, like we can't get pulled over and just be a dick off rip no. to them. You know no. what I mean? It's just
same,
like,
same to them.
Yeah.
They can't, they shouldn't pull you over and just be a fucking asshole because you're having a bad day.
That's where you were saying it comes from the house. Like we need to teach kids to like be brought up with like respect, kindness, like you were saying. Yeah. And I think that will go a long way as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, man, I mean, who knows? Let's see what happens. I know it's getting kind of wild out there, dude. Like, you know, with the whole cops versus, you know, the general public thing. And I hope they figure out something, man. I really do, because I'm not trying to see cops die and I'm not trying to see people die. So I hope they figure out something, man, you know. But who knows? Yeah. Maybe they will direct funds more for training and, you know, educating, you know, their guys and gals and, you know, creating something to where, you know, we all can come to the same respect, which is probably impossible because you're going to have those people. And I see them on comment threads all the time. Just stupid fucking people, man. Just
dude, I don't think
always they're complaining. Real people, bro. Yeah. Russian
think,
bots.
Yeah. I think they're bots, bro. For hey, sure. Man,
they've talked about that before. And I don't know necessarily just Russian, but, you know, there is fucking what are those accounts called? They're called something.
I think Joe Rogan talks about them all the time. The accounts just go yeah. on and start shit.
Yeah. And they're just people complaining. Or it's just people that are just upset with their life. I mean, you know, I know how some of these people probably get to that point. I mean, you're working a shit job for shit pay. You got a shit fucking significant other. You got a shit fucking, you know, everything around you. And some people just fall.
Yeah.
Just fucking fall, man.
And they just want to put shit back into the world. Oh, they don't
dude,
care.
I've had like my shit. Low times, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my asshole times and I still struggle with it to this day, you know, like where I look at myself and I just go, damn, you're being a fucking asshole today, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck,
I think
bro?
Everyone.
Get out of that funk, you know? Like,
well, yeah, but that's where you got that conscious.
Yeah. Oh, it took a long time for me to get that conscious.
To do it. And that's what I was saying. You were talking about how long it took you to grow and like be flexible on your views.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers want to make it like 16-year-olds be able to vote. And I'm like, oh, dude, no. You're fucking crazy.
Dude, when I was 18, I was a fucking retard.
Yeah.
When I was 25, I felt like I was a retard. I'm fucking going to be 30. And I feel like every 5 years, it's like I change.
Yeah.
I become older. I become more understanding. Because if you were to talk to me at 18 years old, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
Yeah, bro.
And I've had many. I'm sure I had guys that were older
Dickies
guys.
Dickies on and your fucking white tee.
Yeah, fucking thought I was a fucking gangster and shit. Yeah, dude. It's like you go through life and you live and you learn. And I mean, fuck, dude. At 20,
or how old was I when I first started machining? I was probably like 21, 22, and, or maybe 20. In our trade, we work with a lot of like old, like white dudes. Yeah. Like Republicans.
Hate their fucking job.
Like more Republican leaning guys, you know? And I listened to these motherfuckers. Like, you know, I was fucking young. I was dumb, you know? Yeah. And I listened to them and I just like, oh yeah, dude, you're right. Like, I feel like that too. I feel like that too. I think this should be this way. And I started fucking going towards that route, like thinking I was a gun toting Republican, you know, like, you know, this is the way. And then, but then I like went on. I'm like, hold on, dude, fucking, I don't give a fuck if there's gay marriage. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're gay. Go fucking, if you find love, bro, go for it, bro. Fuck I don't it, give dude. A fuck. You know, I'm not, why am I going to be the one to tell you what the fuck to do?
Yeah.
You know? Or like even, you know, there was points in my life where I thought I was religious and I thought I wasn't. And, you know, now I'm today where I don't, I'm not. And it's like, you know, why should I have to tell them they have to believe in God? You know, why should I tell them they should have to live their life this way or in anything? And so I'm like, well, maybe I'm like a libertarian, you know, when I first started seeing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still to this day believe in a lot of their views. I believe they're possible? The deeper I got into it, the more I talked to Justin. And when I met him, I start to see like, you know, how the fuck am I going to, how are they going to fix what's already, we know is not fixable at this point.
Yeah.
Because we know they're not running the strings or they're not running the show.
Yeah.
It's these huge corporations, these huge elites, you know, these people with money that are running this shit. So what makes you think that, you know, me going towards this party because, you know, I don't like the war on drugs. I like to smoke weed. I like to fucking, you know, I have these views that don't, you know, go with this side or this side. And it's like, you know, or like, I don't believe that we should be giving out fucking, what is it called? Fucking government, assistance and all that shit. Yeah. Like, I do believe there should be some type of assistance. I don't believe it should be mandated. I don't think you should enforce it on people. I believe we have charities and organizations for a reason. If they were to cut the fucking shit right now on that shit and there's an organization that came out that said, all right, well, we still want to help people in need. Can you donate this? You know, blah, blah, blah. I would probably still donate just because I know. And I think everyone has been there in their life where they needed a helping hand. There's no problem. But do I believe you should force it? No.
Yeah.
And do I believe that people should stay on it as a career choice? No.
Yeah.
You know? So I had all this shit and I just, and then once I met Justin and we started talking, and then it's like, you just become to where you're like, I don't even fucking believe in any of it anymore. I just want people to leave each other the fuck alone.
Yeah.
You know, leave each other the fuck alone and let people live their life the way they want it. You know, as long as, you know, give people actual freedom that we preach all the time. As long as people are using that freedom, you know, and are living with freedom and not hurting anyone else. You're not infringing on the rights and health of others. You know? I mean, I don't even see why we need to, you know, why do we need to make all these fucking laws? As long as you have that.
Well, that's, you know, they make the laws to benefit themselves.
Yeah. It's a money fucking, scheme, but. But yeah, man, I mean, who knows, man? I don't know shit. You know, I got motherfuckers out there that tell me all the same. You don't know nothing because you're not in there. You don't know. Or maybe you're fucking just too deep in there and you're fucking biased. Maybe your fucking paycheck's paid off the fucking taxpayers' money. So you're scared of fucking, you know, losing that, which you wouldn't. If you're a fucking cop, if you're a firefighter, if you're a fucking paramedic, your job's still going to be there. There's still going to be people paying for that. I think we talked on the last podcast with, Spike Cohen discussing that there would still be those jobs, but maybe if you're worried about the assholes, the people that
pay
are the ones who get the benefit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of how I like, that's how I think kind of taxes should be. Like I should get to see where my taxes go. Like,
you know, get a book every year, like, this is where your taxes went.
Well, I should get a choice. Like, here's like, this is for education. And I get to see my money go to that. Yeah. But we just pay taxes and then we don't know where the fuck the money goes. And you know?
Preferably they local.
Say, yeah.
Just make sure my taxes go locally where I live.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to show me. Yeah. I don't care what happens in Colorado. Let them deal with that. You know, like they'll be informed about where their shit goes in fucking Denver, Colorado. You know, we're in fucking Kansas City, Missouri. So, or, you know, you're in Liberty. You know, like you're where your tax money goes, you get to see, you know, and you get to choose.
Why can we not do that? What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. And
is there something bigger at play here, maybe?
I don't know, man. I don't know. The taxes is a touchy subject with people. You know, people just, they don't. Well, another thing too, is it's our fault. Yeah. You know, as people, we're so lazy and we don't give a fuck. You know, it's like, and granted, who has the time when you're working fucking 10 to 12 hours a fucking day or 8 hours a day or whatever? And then you got kids and sports and all this shit. Who has the time to actually be engaged in that and involved 100% to know? I mean, but then again, they can make it to where that's possible. Yeah. They can make it to where, like, hey, we can break it down so that way it doesn't take up a majority of your life. But now you have an ease of mind of knowing your taxes went to this school and to, you know, law enforcement and to paramedics and to this fire department and all this shit. And, you know, but I don't know, man. You know.
Yeah. It's fucking tough.
Yeah. So that's a lot of the times where I do see people, you know, arguing about it. Like, especially, like, even with the whole teachers thing right now, I'm really disappointed in the teachers unions right now. And I do not understand. Like, I know I get told about the whole mask and the way they're running the schools right now through that whole 2020. You know, I did not agree with it. I felt like it was stupid. I feel like after a while, once things started happening and information was coming out, ultimately, I don't know why they just didn't give a choice. I mean, they're doing it now. They're giving an option. We talked about this last time. They're giving an option for people to wear masks or not, you know? Yeah. And I don't know, man. I just felt like if they really were concerned about those kids, man, and I know teachers and they're good people and, you know, I get it. They were just going on to what they believed in, you know, the science that they believed in, their science, you know? Yeah. And of course, we don't talk about, you know, the other side, but which is crazy. There shouldn't be sides, man. It's fucking wild.
That's the whole thing, is there sides. I was at a party last night and I just feel like everyone was fucking vaccinated and they were fucking, they were in it hard. And I'm just like rolling my eyes. I'm like, God damn, I got the shit. And it took me out like a week. I felt like shit. And after that, I was good. Yeah. But it's just like a flu almost. And I'm just like, these.
Dude. Hey, but if they want to get the vax, I'm cool.
Yeah, but don't force. That's what's fucked up. And they're like shaming you for not getting it. So I just started telling, I'm vaxxed, bro. Yeah. I got it. I don't even fucking
say it's like a fucking gang, dude. I swear to God. Like, you know, do this to join us.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, fuck, man. Just give us a fucking option. It's only affecting me.
Yeah.
It's only affecting me. You can still spread it. It's just a lower chance. So.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I mean, I don't know, dude. And email the vaccine. I'm not against the vaccine, bro. I think I've made that clear. I'm all for it. If it works, it works, man. Go out and get it. You know, just damn, can I have some fucking time?
Yeah.
Can I at least sit back and make sure you don't turn into a fucking zombie and start sucking on my fucking neck?
Fucking eat my face off or some shit.
Jesus,
dude.
Christ, man. That's all I want. I mean, fuck, we know some shit's going on. There was blood clots at one point with the J&J. You know, you had heart inflammation with the Pfizer or Moderna. I don't remember which one it was, but you know, I mean, fuck, dude, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't. And just let people, give people time. And if you want to, and I understand it's a low risk. Cool. You know, it's also a low risk.
Dying
you
dying from COVID.
Yeah. Dying from COVID. So,
yeah,
you know, just give people a choice. That's it, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and look at it this way. Once you start seeing fucking celebrities and shit, clout chasing on the fucking Facebook and all that shit.
Check mark.
Bucks. Yeah, dude. Fucking
chiming in.
Yeah, you know something's weird, bro. Yeah. You know something's weird, dog. You know it's weird.
Well, it's also weird.
It's all social media shit's weird.
It's also weird how Facebook fucking puts up like promotions for that shit. Like, like I was just scrolling on Facebook and then what do you know? What's the dude from the Yankees?
A-Rod?
A-Rod.
Yeah.
Got flexing, my second shot.
Flexing, dog.
Why are you promoting this? Like, something's fucking weird about that.
See why J-Lo left his ass.
Yeah. He's a dork.
Yeah, he's a fucking dork. They're all fucking dorks, bro. Dude, if you're fucking, if you're feeling that strongly and you feel, all right, this.
Why the fuck do you need to get a vaccination, take a picture, and post it?
Why?
Why are you doing that?
Why? Same people that, why do you have to take a picture of every meal you fucking make on and put it on fucking social media, dog? Like, why? What makes people do this shit, man? You know? Like, hey, do it. Cool. You got the freedom to, dog. I still have the freedom to call you a fucking dork.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Well, I'm just, it's like, yeah, it's fucking dorky to do, but like, I think there's like some bigger shit at play if you're fucking getting these blue check marks, taking pictures and posting them, and it's an ad on my Facebook. Like,
yeah,
I just think it's fucking weird.
Sponsored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I know. You know what was a big letdown? Arnold Schwarzenegger put up a fucking post like a couple months ago when he got the shot and was telling people, like, when you want to know bodybuilding, you come to an expert, me. You know, when you want to know something that has to do with, you know, science, you go to an expert in science. I'm all for. I agree with him. Totally. Yeah. But we also know things are wrong. You know, I'm sure at some point they were bodybuilding incorrectly. You know what I mean? At some point in the UFC, they were fucking just beating each other in the face in training camp. And they realized at some point they were like,
maybe we should go lighter on the spar.
Maybe we should go a little lighter. Shit, there's some people, I think, like, what's his name? Max
Holloway.
Max Holloway.
He doesn't spar anymore.
Doesn't spar because he realized, like, dude, all I'm doing is creating, like, concussions. And we know with concussions.
Well, I think
you don't recover from that shit.
I think, like, maybe his last two camps was, like, all online. Like, he was talking to his trainers online.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember him talking about that.
And it makes sense, man. What ultimately comes down to, do what works for you.
Yeah.
The vaccine works for you in your situation. Go out and take it. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me how to live my fucking life.
Because you wouldn't like it if I told you and these fucks, like, you need to, well, I did earlier. I said, you should go out and have a gun. You should fucking stop living on a false sense of safety. You should go out and protect yourself. But if you don't listen to me, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I'm just telling you,
I'm not forcing you.
So you can tell me the vaccine's great. The vaccine's this. Go get the vaccine. Cool. Don't tell me that I have to in order to keep my job or to go here, to go there. I mean, fuck, it's getting to the point where I don't know if we're going to be able to fucking travel outside in the United States.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a fucked up situation. I guess I'm fucking driving everywhere then because I'm not doing it.
And dude, I know, and I say that now. I'm probably at some point going to have to get this fucking thing. I already feel it. Like, dude, I want to go to fucking visit Italy or fucking, you know, somewhere, you know, in a different country. You know, I want to go out there and, you know, explore the world at some point. And now I have to fucking get this shit, you know, because they're like, well, it's companies doing it, which I'm all for. If you're a company, you want us to use it, fine. Then hopefully there's a company out there that says, hey, you can use our plane. You don't need it, you know?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I guess that country is not going to allow you, which sucks. But there again, why is government being involved in that? Why can't I just fly into your country, let the companies decide that run those stores and allow me to enter or not? You know, that's up to them. If you want me to have my fucking vaccination card, I guess it's up to you. But just know you're going to lose a certain part of, you know, your business because of that.
Yeah. So,
which is wild. They're like, well, you have to carry an ID. Yeah. What's the difference? Fine. I guess you're right, but doesn't mean I agree.
I mean, like, you're comparing the vaccination with an ID? Is that what?
That's what they're saying.
Well, an ID isn't in my fucking body. So
exactly.
There's a pretty big difference there.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point. That's a good point.
I don't know. When you're talking about like experts, listening to experts, fucking Arnold.
You know,
but isn't there experts on both sides of the fucking story, the line right now?
Yeah, maybe Arnold lives different than Ronnie.
Well, no, I mean, like, with the vaccination. There's experts saying that.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Arnold has a different insight on bodybuilding than Ronnie Coleman, you know?
Two experts.
So, and maybe this scientist has different views on than this scientist.
Yeah.
You know? Look at, who's that one guy? Brian Green.
I think he's been on, you know, some podcasts before discussing shit like that, like on his views, you know, but they'll break it down. Well, he's this type of scientist and this one's this type of scientist. And, you know, it's like, oh, I guess, I mean, no, motherfucker's still smart. You know, what the fuck, you know?
I mean, I think we're going to get to a point where everyone's so fucking scared of everything. We're going to have the weakest immune systems fucking ever.
Well, yeah. And what they say that we build antibodies in our own. I mean, so, and the rarity of you getting it twice is rare.
I got it once.
I got it once. I lost my taste and smell for, I don't know, a couple months.
Yeah.
I was cool after that. Shit's going to happen, bro. You know, I mean, fuck, you can't. I got a bad back too. You're going to fucking create something for that? I mean, shit, bro. I mean, you know, when you live through life, ain't nothing going to be perfect. No, you're going to go through some, you know, you're going to get sick. You're going to go through some shit, you know.
That's what you say. We can't nerf the world.
Can't nerf it.
Can't nerf the world. There's not a patch that they can fucking download and fucking make everything good.
No. And yeah, we can make it better, but, you know, like I said, can I at least sit back and see if it works?
Yep.
But.
Well, apparently not.
To get off of that, me and Austin, we just hear, like we said, bullshit. So
yeah, we ain't got really. We're just going off each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wherever the convo goes, it goes.
Yeah. But, so what's up, man? What you getting into today?
I don't know, man. I feel like kind of dookie. You know, I stayed
look
up late.
Look a little partying. Tired over there, dog.
Yeah. Stayed up late partying. Got into some fucking bourbon.
No, that's always a good time.
Yeah.
You a bourbon guy?
I'm kind of a whatever guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Jaeger. Jaeger's my go-to. Jaeger? I like Jaeger.
Yeah, I'm more of a Jack guy. Jack. Maker's Mark. I like Maker's Mark a lot.
I can't remember what the fuck. It was some like tough shit. It was like an old... I can't remember. It was some strong shit though.
But, yep.
Yep. For today, I don't really know, man. I was going to do a bunch of house shit, but I feel like shit, so I don't know if I'm going to get that done.
Oh, dude, I was fucking... my brother came over, my brother Dominic, and he was talking to me about blow dart guns.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, man, we were watching a fight last night. We were watching Korean Zombie fight. He won. Fucking legend. And we were watching it in my garage, and I'm sitting there, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm thinking about getting a blow dart gun. I was like, dude, I actually was looking at one of those, bro, because I got all these fucking squirrels in my backyard.
Yeah.
And these motherfuckers keep walking on the power lines. And I look at them, and I feel like they're mocking me. I feel it. They're fucking staring at me. I got two fucking dogs and a cat that ain't doing shit about it.
Yeah.
I cut down the fucking tree next to my house. That was their home. Took that bitch out. So I haven't seen too many more. Hopefully, it'll stay like that. But if not...
Blow dart gun.
I might have to get a fucking blow dart gun. He showed me a video of this dude in a fucking blind in his backyard just fucking taking out these motherfuckers.
Squirrels?
Yeah.
Just fucking them up.
Just fucking them up, bro. And I already told my lady, I was like, dude... I was out there a couple times with my fucking daughter's Red Ryder BB gun, dude. I was like, I'm getting these motherfuckers. But yeah. I was, you know, she was like, oh, they're going to call the cops on you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck, dude. I almost got one time. They tried getting in the way of it and trying to save the squirrels and shit. I'm like, dude, you know, my daughter and all, and they're like, no, which is weird because I fucking, when I shoot deers, and you know, my daughter's all excited, and, you know, but when it comes to, or I catch a fish, they're excited. But when it comes to squirrels, it's like, save the squirrels.
Yeah.
The fucking rats with long tails. And I'm out there fucking looking like a crazy man with a pink Red Ryder BB gun. trying to fucking take these motherfuckers out, dude. But I told her, I'm like, dude, I'm about to get a fucking blow dart gun. And we were watching that shit, and he was just fucking in that blind, bro, just taking him out, dude.
How far was he? Was he like maybe 20 yards?
20 probably? Yards, probably. Yeah. Which I don't know how he fucking... How he aims that bitch. I'm about to get a fucking scope on that motherfucker.
I think I have seen some with like a little...
Have a little scope on
crosshair.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to have to look into that shit, dude. Because it's going to be a war, man.
It's going to be a war with them motherfuckers.
Those motherfuckers in like Africa and South America use them. Yeah. Blow dart guns.
Hey, and I heard their fucking squirrels are good to eat. So, hell, I don't know if I'll eat it. Maybe I'll try it. But, hey, my dogs will. Cook them motherfuckers up on the grill. Have a squirrel party. I'm pretty sure
everyone that I've talked to says it tastes like chicken.
Everything does, right?
Yeah. That's another Matrix thing, dude.
So, to my neighbors, if you see me out there in a blind with the blow dart gun.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. I'm taking them out. I'm doing it for everybody.
Need any squirrels taken out? Let them know.
Well, I had like a all new like electrical meter put outside my house, and I had a new fucking breaker box put in and everything. And these motherfuckers are on the lines, fucking running up and down it. The guy told me, one of the KCP&L guys said that they chew on those fucking wires. You know, because I live in an older neighborhood, so they're above ground.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, dude, they'll chew up on those fucking wires and shit. I'm like, hell nah, bro. Not today. About to reckon you. When you come in my garage next time, you're going to see a bunch of squirrel skins up on the fucking wall, dog. Fucking hell nah.
Trophies.
Hell yeah. But nah, I might have to invest in that, dog. This shit was wild, dude. I didn't even know. I didn't even think about that, dude. I got shot in the back with a blow dart gun one time, too, when I was in high school.
Yeah, I had one in high school.
That's what happens when you're fucking 16 drinking. Some guy pulls out a blow dart gun, shoots you in the ass.
Yeah, what, those things are long. They're probably like 3 inches long.
Yeah, well, luckily, dude, I got shot with that one and not the stubby one. That would have fucking left the hole.
Will fuck you up, dude. But, I think I did hit a squirrel one time, but I don't think it ran off.
I just hope when I shoot them, I'm going to have to practice for a while. I'm not trying to have all these squirrels run around with fucking yellow arrows in them and shit.
Who keeps fucking hitting squirrels?
Yeah, like, why these squirrels? Why's that squirrel got 13 arrows in it? I keep missing, bitch. Go back inside.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, man. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Nah, I think you can get one for like 50.
Shit, you can get one on Amazon, dog. Ordered and fucking sent to your door.
Yeah.
Dude, Amazon. Speaking of fucking Amazon, holy shit. I love Amazon. If you know me, I fucks with Amazon. Do I necessarily like fucking Bezos? I think he's a fucking alien. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's probably a lizard, honestly. But
I fucking love having shit show up to my door. I can't help it.
Next day.
But damn, bro. They had on Joe Rogan, and to all you people telling me I bring up Joe Rogan too much, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's my dog.
He's pretty much our podcast dad.
Yeah. The father. Fuck you. The father of this podcast. He had on these guys. Justin would be so pissed.
Until he chilled out.
No, Justin. Just yeah, Justin's going to be so pissed when he said out. That. Yeah, he did chill out. Who the fuck doesn't chill out for 100 grand, 100, yeah, 100 million?
We got to say for Justin, fuck Joe Rogan.
I'll never say that.
But, yeah, that's why I had to say it.
I'll never say that, Joe. All right. One day I'm going to be on there, dog.
Podcast, but you chilled out.
Fucking Justin still listens to it. He won't admit it. But he had these people on. From a Breaking Point, and they were talking about some shit, man, about fucking Amazon. It was wild, dude. I can't even remember their fucking names. What are their fucking names? Crystal Ball and Cigar and Henty. I might have said that wrong, too. I'm bad with names. As y'all know, I'm not the greatest at fucking pronunciation. Fucking, yeah, so I try. But they're political commentators on a YouTube show called Breaking Points. I like them, dog.
I've never good fucking people. Heard of them.
So
they're on YouTube?
Yeah, they're on YouTube. Breaking Points. Check them out. It's fucking dope. But what's cool about them is that they're not like the bullshit Fox News and CNN, where they're all in that bubble. Yeah. So they'll never fucking, they'll always be stuck in that fucking mindset. They'll never grow because that's the other team. Yep. And that's the other team, you know, and we got to fucking fight against them to create clicks and views.
Fucking like, gangs.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, literally.
Yeah.
Fucking gangs on TV.
Yep.
And so it's cool because like she has different viewpoints than he does, like our different beliefs. And it's cool to see them talking out, you know. And they dove deep on Amazon. Bro. They're fucking. Dude, these people got like fucking buzzers on their fucking wrists and shit. Like to lead them into. Like to where they're going and like timers and they have to like, they said there's fucking delivery drivers pissing and shitting in fucking bottles and shit, you know, just to meet times.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I might be canceling my Prime membership.
I don't, I'm still not canceling.
We can't feed the beast, bro.
I know, dude. I'm so fucking torn on it. God dude, damn, it Amazon's good, bro.
But what other shit do we not know about that's just fucking the worst, you know? Like, just
yeah.
The fucking meat, the meat thing.
Factory farming.
Yeah, goddamn.
I love meat.
Yeah.
I fucking hate factory farming. What the fuck do I do? I wish I had the money that I could go be like fucking Tim Kennedy and Joe Rogan, where I can go elk hunt and have industrial freezers in my fucking home of thousands of pounds of meat to live off of. Fuck yeah, I wish I could do that, bro. If I was rich, I would be fucking doing that. But, I mean, why don't we, instead of putting it on the people, go after these fucking companies and start donating to some people to shut these motherfuckers down, or try to figure out some type of way to feed more humanely.
Yeah.
Or let's stop fucking populating the fuck out of this earth. You know, maybe we need to chill the fuck out.
We're almost at like 8 billion people on earth.
Or at least our country. Let's chill out in our country. I mean, I know we can't fucking fix the world, you know, but, you know, it's like same thing with, you know, fucking dumping all the pollutants in the air. It's like, yeah, we can stop over here, but China's still pumping away.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
But it's just like, it's all money thing, man. It's just like, how can we produce the most, the cheapest, and make the most profit?
Well, like he was saying, it's not even about money at that point. It's about power. Jeff Bezos has enough money to take care of everyone around him. He doesn't need it. It's just power. Those people that get into those positions are not getting in there to ultimately make a better place. They're in it for greed. They're in it to be number one, the fucking head honcho. You know.
Here's a weird fact that I found out a while ago about Jeff Bezos is he pays somebody to like go on the internet and scrub his child's pictures. Like, it's really fucking hard to find a picture of his kid.
Wow.
It's fucking...
Really?
Yeah, like, you can, like, find them, but they're, like, all blurred out. Like, why? The face, I don't know. It's fucking weird.
The fuck kind of insecurities does that guy deal with, dude? Bro. What the fuck? That's fucking weird.
I can't remember who told me that, and I started looking, and I went through, like, fucking 8 pages trying to, like, see what the kid looks like.
Probably so they can't find no shit on him.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, you're worth... billions of dollars. What they said Jeff Bezos last year during the pandemic made like $70 billion. Billion with a B, people. Billion. Why all these poor fucking mom and pop shops are getting fucking closed down? Oh, but they'll recover. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy for you to say. It's easy for you to say when you're fucking getting paid off our tax money. That's easy. Yeah, because that's what I heard it from. It's easy for you to say, bud. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool though. Doesn't matter that, you know, fucking 70% of restaurants or some crazy fucking number out in California were fucking closed down now.
You said that was in 2020 or during the pandemic?
That was during the pandemic, 2020.
And people are pissing and shitting in bottles in their fucking...
Yeah, to meet times.
Yeah.
Because if not, you're fired. And they said you don't even fucking receive a in-person termination. You just get a fucking email.
Well, dude,
hey, bro, get the fuck out.
I worked with this dude over at my old place. You worked there as well. But he used to work at Walmart, like a distribution center, I think. And he was like running one of those small forklifts that you like stand behind. And he said he had timers and he had like, it was just nonstop, and he said it was the worst fucking place he ever worked.
God, I bet working them like a machine. Yeah. Dude, to all those people who do that job, fucking, my heart goes out to you, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I don't know how y'all do it, man. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have all this shit, you know, that we have. You know, we're pretty fortunate, but damn, add on an extra dollar to the shit I buy if it'll make them have better work conditions, you fuck.
Yeah.
I'll fucking pay an extra fucking dollar. I'll pay an extra $20 at the end of the year if I know it's going to fucking, for my Prime membership, if it's going to go towards bettering the conditions of these workers.
Well, if they did that, that money ain't going to
No, it doesn't. It goes to helping scrub Jeff, what's his first name?
Jeff?
Yeah. Jeff. Bezos fucking childhood pictures off the internet.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I actually listened to a good podcast on how that whole shit was, how he started that business, on Business Wars. Great fucking podcast. Go out and listen to that shit. Business Wars is fucking phenomenal. But like, yeah, dude, Walmart was going after his ass. Because that was back when it was the whole, what is that shit called? Brick and mortar stores.
Yeah.
Like that was in. The online shit wasn't in, you know? And yeah, that dude fucking lost a lot of money for a long time. Made up for it for sure. But
yeah.
But yeah, man, it's crazy the conditions they have to work in. I don't know anybody that works in a Amazon fucking facility. If there is anyone out there, hit us up, man. Let us know if that shit's fucking true. Because pretty wild. Especially those Amazon drivers. I always wonder, like, how the fuck am I receiving this fucking hat same day? You know what I mean? Like, god damn, now it makes sense, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking homeboy's having to shit in a fucking bottle to get my fucking hat here. You know, like, god damn, Bezos.
Yeah, I mean, they do work their ass off. Have you ever seen them, like, drop a package off? They're pretty much, like, fucking running almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah, fucking, this one bitch fucking had my package, fucking literally threw it from, like, 5 feet away and just snapped a picture and took off. Yeah. I'm like, goddamn, bitch.
Have you ever seen those videos of, like, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, like, how they deliver packages?
Uh-uh.
It's just a funny fucking spoof, and the UPS drivers are always, like, throw it and stomp on it and then take a picture.
I did see that shit. Dude,
it's funny. It always cracks me up.
That's kind of like the Chick-fil-A one. Yeah. How they're so nice is because the supervisors are watching them like fucking threaten the shit out of them.
I saw one video and a dude like acted like fake changed a dude's tire at a Chick-fil-A and was like, is there anything else that you need? And I was like, god damn
it. Dude, I leave fucking Chick-fil-A with the biggest smile on my face.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. Dude, homeboy walked up to my door one time, gave me a fucking my food. I'm sitting there and he put his hands on my fucking truck fucking door, looked me in the eyes, looked into my soul.
Damn.
And told me, you have a great fucking day. You
have a good fucking
day. I was like, thank you.
left and started crying.
Dude. I was shed a fucking tear, dog. I was like, holy shit, dude. That fucking made that chicken sandwich taste 10 times better.
Man's in the wrong business, dude. You need to be more on the Joel Osteen level. Motivating people. So.
Yeah, dude. One of my homeboys is opening up like kind of like a chicken spot. And I was like, dude, whatever you do, dog. Go and get one of those supervisors from Chick-fil-A. Get all the inside secrets, dog.
Yeah.
And get him working for you because, man, they ain't nothing better than... Dude, I mean, they fucking take care of their people. They got fucking heaters outside. They put them in these fucking weirdo tents when it's raining and shit. They got fucking laptop fucking neck braces and shit. I'm like, god damn. There's like fucking 100 of them working there on a Monday at fucking 10 a.m. It's like, Jesus Christ, man.
Have you ever had their breakfast?
No, I heard it was good,
dude. I'm telling you, it shits on every other breakfast, like fast food. You gotta try it.
It's good. Dude, where I live, we don't have one. We always have to travel over here or out in Arizona. And, dude, I think about it all the time, like, man, I should open one up here. But I don't know, dude. Restaurant industry is hard, man.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd probably have to be connected with the church. And after they heard this podcast, they'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But,
well, fuck, man, their lines are always so fucking long, bro.
Yeah, but they're pretty good at getting them in. This one right here, though, nah, not really. The Liberty location, they're decent, but they're kind of in a tight spot, you know?
Yeah.
Which I guess the Zona one's kind of in a tight spot, too.
I drive past that motherfucker every day, and
it's
popping.
Wilding, yeah.
But they get them through fast. They have to be raking in the fucking money, dude.
They gotta be, bro.
Yeah.
I wonder if they get their chicken from, like free range.
Probably not. I'd say not.
How many chickens they go through?
Yeah.
That sucks. I think Chipotle does, though. Chipotle tries to do
that. I think Chipotle.
Yeah, I like Chipotle.
Dude, that's like my go-to post-workout meal, dude.
Fuck yeah, bro.
$10? Got anything at the house, burrito.
Oh, yeah. What type of meat?
Steak. Double steak.
Okay. I'm more of a barbacoa guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know if I've ever had that. Barbacoa is good.
That's pretty good. I have to try it. Pretty good. But yeah, Amazon. We just went off again.
That's what we do here. Purple pill, dog.
Fucking once Amazon starts fucking delivering Chipotle shit, it's fucking over.
Oh, fuck. Don't even get me started, bro.
But yeah, dude, they were talking about that shit, man. It was fucking wild, dude. About the whole...
how they treated their employees.
Yeah. Dude, they also said, too, this goes back to the whole breaking points people. They were talking about being audited, that you are more likely to get audited if you make under 25 grand a year.
Really?
Yes. And why? Because corporations that make tons of money have funds set aside for lawyers to fight that shit.
Oh, so like, it's no, don't fuck with us.
Well, yeah, and it's it's hard on the and on the IRS trying to audit.
Takes probably too much time.
Too much money. They're already supposed to be underfunded, but so they rather do a quick pull. Let me go after this guy that makes under $25,000 because he'll just pay it. You know, but yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. But yeah, dude, you should check that podcast out. It's pretty good.
Breaking Points.
Breaking Points.
Yeah, I will. Are they more? They're more of like.
They're in the middle.
Yeah, but they're like actual politics and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They talk. No, they talk about
conspiracy shit.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, they're pretty. I just like how it's not.
It's like an alternate.
It's not scripted. Media.
Yeah.
Did you see that video that David sent us of the Fox
of the girl? News?
Yeah, the one that spoke out.
Yeah.
Dude, wild. And of course, I share it.
That motherfucker.
And nobody fucking even looks at it.
Them motherfuckers are TV shows. You're watching TV shows.
TV scripted.
They go
whatever meets their narrative.
Yeah.
Both of you, Fox and you fucking CNN fucks and MSNBC and all them, you guys are all fucking dumb. All dumb.
Yeah.
Remember that. If you fucking leave there thinking you learned something, you are completely mistaken. You know?
You're what we call a dork.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous how people can't see that. I see it all the time when I'm at Planet Fitness and I'm watching both of them on the same screen. It's like, God, you guys are the same fucking people.
It's
ridiculous. You guys even, shit on each other, you know?
But that's – it's so fucking bad when they're just like, oh, I only watch CNN. That other stuff's fake. How do you think that stuff is fake, but your shit ain't fake? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
What kind of logic is that?
Yeah, it's wild, man. It's fucking wild. So like we said, we were going to take some phone calls in, and we actually got a phone call today. We have Dominic Garcia called in, and we want to get his view on what he thinks of the podcast so far, maybe some ideas and maybe some of his opinions on some things. So what's up, Dom?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah. So what do you think about the podcast so far, man?
I like it. I've been watching pretty much every Monday, like as I'm driving to work. You guys do a really good job of keeping me informed and interested all the way through my drive to work and stuff. So, and what I really like is you guys just bullshit around. A lot of the times the professionalism can be boring in a lot of other podcasts that I listen to. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, we try, you know, we're not here to, you know, if you expect to come out of here with some type of fucking education and the knowledge of the world, man, that's not where, you know, what we're here for. We're here to kind of enlighten you and on certain topics and issues and maybe bring awareness on some things, and ultimately for you to kind of go do your research on it and hell, tell us if you agree or don't agree, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'd like, even when like while I'm watching, I'll like look shit up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting. Like I didn't know some of that stuff. So, and you guys like to put your own stories out there in regards to the topic. So that's awesome too.
When do you really listen to podcasts? Like, how do you kind of fit that in? Cause I know some people, you know, a lot of people actually aren't into podcasts. They don't even know what the fuck they are. Some of the people that have listened to our shit, they're like, this is the first time I've ever listened to it. And just kind of like, you know, when do you find the time and how does it help you?
I usually just listen in the car. I just plug in my phone on the car and just drive. Like I had a pretty long drive to work this past week and it passed the time pretty good. So I got to listen to your guys' Aliens episode, which I really liked. So
what'd you think about that?
I really liked it. I'm into that stuff. So
yeah.
We talk about it all the time.
So you're a believer?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Dominic's my brother for anyone out there that's listening.
Yeah. There's definitely something else running the show. So
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. All this shit that's coming out with the whole UFO, you know, the government finally admitting that there is unidentified flying objects out there. Pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what do you believe? You think they're running the show?
Yeah, I think we're just the. I think I really don't know. There's all different types of stuff to believe and not to believe, but I really think we're like not like a simulation, but they're basically learning from what we do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But they're more advanced than us.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of pulling the puppet strings.
They can control us if they want to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got us in this like money-driven society, and it kind of runs itself almost. And they just got it.
I'm kind of wondering if it's even for money, or if it's other agenda.
To us, it is.
Yeah.
We need money to live, but. Yeah. Who knows what they got?
Root of all evil.
No.
Money's nice, but it causes a lot of fucking problems. But, what's some things that you've thought of? You know, maybe we should bring up some ideas and some topics you want to hear about.
Well, definitely the aliens ones hit check mark the box for me. As far as other, I don't know. There's
some things that you've thought, like, damn, man, I wish I could hear some more about this shit.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. Definitely, I mean, I'm a believer in, like, ghosts and spirits and stuff.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people got stories about stuff like that.
Yeah. We're actually just talking about that.
I got a pretty trippy story about some shit that I went through.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
I know you guys said a lot of you aren't car guys. I'm a big car junkie, so.
yeah, we got a couple on here, man. I think
Justin's pretty big
into cars and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
That's one thing about our podcast, man, is that, like, you know, I've tried to explain to people and, you know, we talk a large majority about conspiracies and shit that's going on, you know, right now. But, you know, fuck, man, we'll talk about anything. Me and fucking Austin were just talking about, like, the last half hour about blow darts.
Yeah.
I was telling them about our story from last night.
Yeah. Go shoot some squirrels out in the backyard.
Take some fucking squirrels out, dude.
Hey, those things are tight.
But, yeah, man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm real big into, like, I like the World War II era, like World War II conspiracies and stuff, Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah.
World War I. Yeah. That's one of my favorite eras. Maybe talk about, like, the JFK assassination.
Oh, for sure. You got to talk about that. For sure.
Yeah, you got to.
Get rid of that whole magic bullet bullshit.
Yeah, or, like, the QAnon stuff and all that.
Oh, dude, yeah, those guys. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know too much about that shit, and I'd like to learn about that.
I think Justin knows a good deal about that.
I've also read about something about, like, people believe there's, like, a mind control lab in Alaska.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like MK Ultra shit going on up there.
Damn.
Yeah, it's some pretty crazy shit.
Yeah. Well, Dom, we appreciate you listening, man. You know,
hopefully we'll get
some more callers and some more emails and shit in from some people other than my family members. Yeah, basically just family.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. I love it. I'm glad that you guys are being supportive.
Definitely try to keep it unbiased. So, but y'all are doing your thing. So
Sure, bro. You know how me and you are, Dom. You know, we've butted heads on certain shit. You know, we're not, and that's good. You know, you have to be able to not just go with what other people are saying. You have to have challenge, because there's no growth if there's no challenge. So
exactly.
And we all change, you know. Shit, I've seen change in you. I'm sure you've seen change in me over the years, you know, and keep that going throughout your whole life. So keep learning and growing, and, you know, ultimately just, you know, in the end, we're not going to always know exactly what's going on, but we're going to grow as human beings and ultimately become better people. You know, that's the whole point, is to get rid of this bullshit. Everybody divided and everyone hates everybody because of how they think, and just learn to love people unconditionally and you know,
For sure,
for who they are.
A lot of people need to wake up in this country.
Yeah. Even me, I've had arguments with some people, and I was talking about, you know, about that last night with you. And it's not that I hate them. It's that I don't agree with some things, and some things I maybe will agree maybe a year from now, you know, once I continue to research and look and, you know, and ultimately, you know, you know, learn.
Well, and so, like you said, it's a lot of times it's someone's occupation or lifestyle that they've been leading. So,
oh, for sure, dude. I mean, who you hang with. If you hang around a certain people,
yeah, exactly,
you're stuck in that bubble, man. You know, and some people can't step out of that bubble and just see, you know, two sides, you know, or whatever, multiple sides. They're just stuck, and because that's what they're around, so they believe that's what's real and that's what's true.
Oh, I know what you mean, because I'm in construction, so, you know, I'm always around.
Oh, I bet you deal with that shit all the time, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and even in that field, you know, shit, there's a lot of times, you know, where you work. Look, you're not even taxpayer funded, but your work relies on a lot of shit, too, of, you know, certain people in office and certain, the way things go changes your job, like the amount of work you guys get, you know, even with what I do, you know, it dictates that, you know, which sucks, but
people vote to benefit them.
Oh, dude. Yeah. The most. That's sad, man. You know, that's fucking sad. No, it shouldn't be. Politics should be out of the fucking equation, you know?
Yep.
But yeah, man, thanks for calling in, and we look forward. Hopefully we can keep this as a permanent part of our show. You know, more people that call in, and, you know, hopefully people, you know, can get over being, you know, nervous to, you know, hopefully this show is kind of people that you don't have to be nervous, you know, hit us up, let us know if you want to call in, if you got some good ideas and topics, you know, you want to talk about, or hell, if you just want to bullshit with us, you know, we're
here. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll keep on sharing your guys' stuff on social media. So
thanks, man.
Out new stuff.
It fucking helps out, dude. I tell people all the time, you know, I can see everything, and I can see the engagements that are happening, and hopefully more people realize that you like and share, and this thing grows, a snowball effect around town. And, you know, we're not trying to be anyone huge. You know, we're not, that's not our end goal. We just want to reach out to people and ultimately show them that, you know, you don't have to listen to this bullshit out there. You can listen to real people. You can hear real conversations. That's what we want. We want you to feel like they're not trying to divide me. They're not trying to persuade me. You know, they're just talking, exactly. And I can take it and listen, or I can ultimately disagree, you know? So, but yeah, anything from you, Austin?
That's why you say shut up and get in, pussy.
Yeah, shut up and get in, pussy.
Shut up and get in. Yeah.
We don't need a description, dog. That's it. That's just how it is. Exactly. Shut up and get in.
No
dog.
Time to explain.
You know, or fuck, get in. If you don't like it, get the fuck out. You know, there's no hard feelings, man. There's no hard feelings at all. You know, we understand that there's going to be, when you come to us, man, you got to think objectively. You cannot involve emotions into it at all.
Yep.
So, but, anything from you, Austin?
Nope. I don't really have anything. Just thanks for coming on, and hopefully we'll be talking to you more, and maybe we'll have some more shit to bring up to you the next time.
Yeah. And hopefully, we're invested in another mic right now. Hopefully we can get some guys in, because, you know, we're not all for just getting, you know, professionals or, you know, guys in certain things, you know, we just want random people to conversate with, man, you know, and ultimately hear their side. You know, we don't believe that people that work a 9-to-5 should just shut up and just listen and just go with what's happening. We want to hear what you think too. You know, you are just as valued as these people in Hollywood, you know, and if not more, you guys are valued more, you know, just that guy doing that construction job, and, you know, that guy doing that machining job, or that guy doing whatever, you know, whatever occupation, you guys are important. So
you guys are the ones doing it.
Yeah. So thanks, man. I appreciate it. And hope to hear from you soon, Dom. Happy Father's Day, man.
See you, Dom.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys too.
All right, bro. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. So we got another caller in, Julian Gonzalez. What's up, man?
Hey, you just said my government name.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. Did you want a code name for that? you want me to call you Crazy J?
That's what it is.
All right, we got Julian, Crazy J.
AKA Crazy J, AKA the Big Dick Bandit. What's up, P3?
What's going on?
What up, man? Dog? Hey, we just calling in, man, trying to bring some people on the show. Everyone's fucking nervous. We haven't got much feedback, but I've gotten pretty much a pretty good amount of feedback from you. What do you think about the show so far?
Well, the show cracks me up. I'm not going to lie. Learned that Gabe got molested in a tree stand.
Yeah,
I did not get molested in a tree stand
by aliens, I believe so. And Justin got jacked off by a bunch of priests, and he didn't even have to pay for it. So,
hey, that sounds like a good time. Yeah, man. So, what's up, man? You got any topics or ideas or anything for us?
Yes, yes. I want to hear a whole set on the dark web. Okay. Because
that's a good one.
Because I feel like not a lot of people know about it or even heard about it.
Yeah.
And from my understanding, it's a lot bigger internet than the internet we know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild. We were actually talking about that earlier when we were recording. And we were actually talking about how the FBI, I believe, was actually one of the creators.
I believe so, yeah.
You know, we might be wrong on that, but I thought I've heard something like that before, and they've actually used it before to actually kind of help fight, you know, that whole human trafficking and all that shit. But yeah, man, no, that'd be a good segment to do. Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely want to hear that. I love conspiracy theories. Shit, we can bring up the Tupac one at some point, too. I study that one forever. I have so much random, probably useless knowledge on that.
Hey, nothing's useless here, Don.
That's why I like the show.
Yeah, man. We were just talking about our last caller about that, and we were telling him, you know, this show's ultimately, you know, for you guys, you know, for you guys, you know, everyone out there, you know, we don't want y'all to believe that your voices aren't valued, you know, and it's not just, we don't always have to listen to fucking Hollywood on everything for it to be true or for it to be, significant. You know, it's everyone should have a voice, you know, no matter what, you know, we shouldn't be worried about, well, we don't want people to, speak on, you know, out there, you know, cause they may have misinformation, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, what the fuck does it matter? Misinformation spread everywhere, even on these huge corporate medias. So, you know, I mean, we want you guys to kind of help us out and run this show too. And ultimately hear from you cause you guys are the show. So, but yeah, man, no, we appreciate it. And, when do you kind of fit us into your, you know, daily routine? Like when do you listen to podcasts?
Well, this is actually the first podcast that I've ever listened. I've never been into like podcasts or got into them. I thought they were retarded, but this one's funny. So it actually helps me get through my work day. Oh, I just I got my Bluetooth on while I'm at work, and I just listen to it while I'm at work. And yeah. I need more episodes because the one a week is killing me because I listen to it at the beginning of the week and then I'm kind of fucked the rest of the week.
Yeah. So. No, we're trying, man. We were actually talking about that earlier.
But now, I will say, Gabe, if you mention Joe Rogan's name one more time, I'm just going to have to assume you're sucking his dick.
Hey, bro, it'd be an honor of mine.
I think we might have mentioned it a few times this episode.
Yeah. Hey, you might want to not listen to this one because I think we probably brought it up 53 times. Hey, man. Dude, Joe Rogan's the guy, man. You got to fucking listen to him. He's good shit, dude. But that's crazy to hear, though, that you've never listened to podcasts before. I hear that a lot from people, and I try to explain to them, you know, I work in a job that, you know, I'm able to have headphones, so, you know, I'm fortunate on that, And it just makes the day go by better, man. Who the fuck wants to listen to the same playlist every fucking day, you know? And, you know, this is nice. You kind of feel like you're away from work hanging out with the guys, you know?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Or so. Just do your job with nothing. And
yeah, like some of them fucking
shit. I won't be doing that.
Yeah, some of them psychos that just sit there and stare at nothing.
The
horizon to fucking just standing, just like the guys that, you know, we work with, you know, with machining, they just stand there and stare at their machines.
Yeah.
It's like, I cannot fucking do that, bro. Hell nah. But nah, hell yeah, dude. We appreciate you, listening in, man, you know, help us out, like, share, and let everybody know, man. You know, I know not everybody's going to like what we have to say, but you know, we're not forcing you to come in here and listen. You know, if you want to come by, you know, come by, you know, take a listen, try us out. But hopefully soon we will get to where we're doing. We want to do two episodes a week. It's just, man, there's a lot of shit that goes in the background. I'll tell you that, you know, behind the scenes, you know, of all this shit.
My man works his ass off.
It's fucking hard. Absolutely. And I'm fucking learning, man. Like I was told Austin before, I'm fucking YouTube certified. That's all I got.
Hey, well, I consider myself to be an amateur comedian, so if y'all need a special guest on the show, I'll come through and turn it up.
Oh, shit, dog. I don't know. I've heard some of your stories. They get pretty wild, dude. Hey,
yeah, they do.
But that's what we do on here, dog. There ain't no filters, no nothing on here. So,
cool. Hell yeah. Well, I'm about to pull up to a Father's Day lunch right now, so hell I yeah. do appreciate y'all having me on the show.
No problem,
Happy
man.
Father's Day to y'all.
Happy Father's Day
to too, all man. The good fathers out there and all the mothers that have to do it. The father ain't there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah,
bro. If you're a shitty father, fuck off.
Exactly. All right, bro. Well, thanks we appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
All right, bro. Have Take care.
One. All right. Peace.
What's going on, man? This is my good friend Jake. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're just kind of bullshitting.
Taking some phone calls.
Yep. Having some callers on.
Cool, cool.
So, how do you like the podcast so far?
I think it's good. I think it's interesting, and I really enjoy the different range of topics you guys cover and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we try and talk about all kinds of shit. We're not one podcast thing. We don't do just one thing.
Yeah, like
we
one like topic. Yeah.
We do all kinds of shit. Yeah. But yeah, that's good. We're glad that you're listening. And when do you usually find time to listen to the podcast?
Well, I got a long drive into work, so I usually do it on the way to work or usually on the way home, or sometimes if stuff's not too crazy at work, I'll pop a headphone in and listen then. So
hell yeah, we found that a lot of people like listening to them when they're driving into work.
Yeah. And I've worked with you, Jake, before, and you know, we tend to be able to listen to them at our, you know, what we do at work. So that's kind of nice too. And I know you're not new to podcasts at all. So, you know, I know you've listened to probably dozens of podcasts, but, so what we're trying to do is like, basically make this to where, you know, we don't want you to walk in here, and I've repeated this already multiple times already, but walk in here with some sort of, education on a certain topic and you know it all, you know what I mean? All we're here to do is kind of just bring you in, shed some light to some certain topics, and ultimately have you go, and if you want, dig into it deeper and hit us up. Maybe you found some shit that you want to let us know about, you know what I mean? Or maybe some shit we got wrong, you know? Yeah.
We're just trying to open doors to rabbit holes, and if you want to jump in, go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll talk about anything, man. Like, you know, I've been telling people, I've been putting posts up on Facebook. You know, we're not here just about conspiracies or, you know, just that certain genre. You know, we'll talk about anything, man. Hit us up. Fuck. You know, we're here. You know, we ultimately want you guys to help lead the show and help us, you know, help our listeners, you know, feel more engaged.
Yeah. Give us a little direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. And that's a good thing about podcasts like that is it opens the door for other people.
Yeah.
You know, stuff maybe they don't think about daily. Yeah. Gives them a new light, something to think about. So
yeah, and also I feel too, it's like who can reach out to these huge media platforms, like, you know, like I don't know, like a Fox 4 News and, you know, fucking Fox News or CNN or fucking Joe Rogan, you know, like these, you know, it's hard to reach out to those platforms, and I feel like what we're trying to do is give locally, you know, a platform for people to reach out to, you know, and be able to feel a part of. So that's ultimately our goal, you know. Do you have any ideas or maybe some topics that maybe you want to listen to here in the future?
I'm really interested in like stories from the Bible.
Yeah.
And, you know, how those can be interpreted ideologically or philosophically.
Okay.
Because if you look at the Bible, if you look at all, you know, different races and different regions, different time periods, different languages, but they all kind of have the same story. Or you know, same moral virtues. So I think that's kind of interesting. I really like hearing people talk about that.
Yeah, I think Jordan Maxwell actually said at one time that you shouldn't ignore the Bible, and that even if you don't believe in it, you should still learn it because it relates a lot to a lot of shit.
Jordan
Peterson said that as well. I know Jordan Maxwell.
That too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson. Yeah, he's a good. I like Jordan Peterson a lot. So.
Which one?
Yeah,
Maxwell.
Jordan Peterson is one of my favorites.
I'm trying
to think
of him.
What?
Maxwell. I'm trying to put a face to a name.
He's like 80 years old now, dude. He's pretty old. But he was the one that was talking. He breaks down language.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I get what
you're
saying.
And where we get our language from and what the actual words mean.
Yeah, so, he does talk about that from. A lot.
But yeah, and Jordan Peterson, he's fucking bad motherfucker. Dude, I was actually just watching an interview when he was talking to that one lady.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. She was getting all up in her feelings and he was just fucking shutting her down left and fucking right, dude. It's like,
and you know what's crazy is that
they fucking get on this guy for fucking bullshit, his own personal fucking struggles, as if we all don't go to our fucking go through shit in life. You know what I mean? But to try to discredit him for, you know, what he believes in, it's bullshit, you know. And I know you know a lot about
him. He never claimed to be perfect. So everybody's got their problems. He's just trying to help. He's trying to guide mainly young men, but also women, how to deal with their struggles.
Yeah, to help young men develop, you know, and to and honestly, to help women understand men more.
Well, there's a perfect example of he's an expert in his field, but you want to fucking shun him and call him a Nazi because something he said.
Because he disagrees with other experts.
Yeah. So it's
bullshit, man. And that's what I tell people about when they bring up experts. There's not one right way.
Yep.
There's not. Everyone's different. Everyone goes through life different. So let people live the way that helps them as long as they're not hurting anybody else.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Hell yeah, Jake. I appreciate you listening, man. You know, I've talked to your dad too before, and you know, I'm definitely going to have him on call in, and he always has good advice too. If you have anything, man, just hit us up, man. Let us know. We'd love to hear, you know, from everybody. So just like and share, and help us get out there, man.
All right, man. Yep. No problem.
Thanks for coming on, dog.
All right, man. Good hearing from you.
All right, I'll holler at you guys later.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day. We'll talk to you later.
Yep. You too.
Bye. So, Austin, we talked to some people. What'd you think?
A few callers. That was dope. I liked having them all.
I know. Hopefully more people come through, man. You know, it ain't scary, y'all. Yep. Don't be scared out there.
Leave some comments. Let us know if you want to get on.
You can remain anonymous. You know, if you don't want us to read your name out, we will not. Trust me. We will not. Ask us whatever. Whatever's on your mind, man, don't hold it in. That's what we don't want you to
do. Whatever kind of questions. I mean, you've heard me on here saying some retarded shit. So
we all have.
It don't even matter.
Don't even matter, man.
Just get on.
Hit us up.
No time to explain.
Yeah. Yeah, no time to explain. Get in.
Get in.
Get in, pussy.
Yeah.
But, man, it was pretty cool, man. I think hopefully this becomes bigger and bigger and we can you know, bring some more people too, you know,
for sure.
People that don't even know us, man. You know, I mean, fuck, if there's one thing about me, man, you know, is that I love talking to people, bro. I do. Yeah. Like, I love hearing, even if I don't fucking agree with you, I human beings are interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to see and understand and hear what makes you believe that way or think that way or, you know, whatever, man. I mean, it's all interesting to me, man, you know, and the more people that reach out and the more opens even our eyes and our minds and helps us.
That's just what we're trying to do. Really. We're trying to open people's eyes.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
That's what the purple pill is all about.
Yeah. Cause ultimately, if you think about it, and this is just me explaining it, maybe Justin and Austin feel differently, but the purple pill can be related to anything in life. I mean, it's literally, you know, using both pills to see reality, you know, and reality ain't just conspiracies. It's anything in your life.
Yeah.
You know, in how I believe it.
I mean, everything has multiple like sides.
Yeah.
So look at it in every way it can be looked at.
Yeah. Don't stick yourself in a bubble. You won't grow. You will not grow if you stick yourself in a bubble, you know, so be open-minded, people. Be open-minded.
Absolutely.
But yeah, next week,
we got some good stuff for next week.
We got some good stuff next week. You know, like I said, I threw out a little teaser there, you know, and earlier in the episode, Justin will be back with us. David should be back with us. And we'll be on, moving again and, hopefully here soon. I know we did get asked. They want more episodes out. You know, and we want that as well. You know, this thing takes time, a lot of time, you know, away from our families. You know, we all work, you know, full-time jobs. You know, we're trying. Hopefully, we can kind of start to be able to, once this thing becomes more comfortable, more easier, we can get more content out for you guys. Cause I mean, shit, if I could do a fucking podcast every fucking day, I would. Yeah. Shit, we got enough shit we talk about every day that, you know, we could do that, you know? But for right now, we got that one episode a day. Like I said, I have been thinking about making it to where it's not a week behind. I'd like to hear some feedback on that. Maybe you guys can let me know if that, you know, is a big issue. I mean, I kind of see an issue, but then again, I kind of don't, you know. I mean, there's some podcasts out there that I listen to that I know that are, you know, about a week behind. So, and it doesn't really bother me, but, you know, I'd like to hear from you guys. So let me know.
He almost knocked that one. Yeah, my dog almost took that stand out. Yeah.
Sorry about the dogs, y'all. Yeah. We all got dogs. We ain't in a professional studio. We're
pet lovers around here.
Yeah, we love pets, man. So one day maybe we'll be in a studio. I'm looking. I'm trying to find a place for us, man. That way we can give you guys the best audio we can. For right now, just know I'm editing like a motherfucker. And I ain't editing what we're saying. That does not happen on P3. We say whatever the fuck is on our minds.
No filter, dog.
We ain't scripted. There ain't no narrative over here. You know, we ain't about that, you know. And but I do try to edit out all the background noise and shit that I can. So I'm trying. So anybody out there that's got some experience in audio engineering, hit me up.
Yep.
Other than that, like I said, Justin will be back from his little vacay with all his little boyfriends out there. You know, I seen they were having a great time.
Yeah, what was up with you taking a picture under that owl, Justin?
Oh,
you trying to say something about Moloch?
You was over there blaming fucking David for being the plant. I don't know. We might have two
subliminals plants right there, dude.
We might have two plants. We got Tesla battery over there, and we got fucking Mr. Owl guy.
Yeah, I think everyone's a fucking plant now, but me, I don't trust none of you guys.
But hell yeah, man, we're going to be back next week. And yeah, we appreciate all the love, man. Keep commenting, keep, you know, subscribe, man. We on everything, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything, man, everything. So hell, you can even go straight to Buzzsprout, you know, follow us on Facebook, we on Instagram, you know, show the love, man, show the love. So all right, well, yep. I guess that's it. Austin, you got anything else?
Nope, just keep rolling with us because we're not stopping. We're just gonna keep going.
Hope y'all have a great work week, man. Hang in there. I know life is fucking hard, man. Hang in there. Like I said, don't hold the shit in. Shit, send it to us. Let us know what you're thinking, man. Let it out. So,
yeah. We'll talk about fucking anything, man.
Well, this is P3, Purple Pill Phenomenon, man.
Purple Pill. Peace.
We out.